Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out Four Locos Jungle Juice. Oh, I think it'll be okay. If you have not seen the can, there you go. Yeah, cool can art. I'm hoping this is a redemption from the Warheads Four Loco. That was, I thought, terrible. $2.79 is what I paid for this. 13.9% ABV. Jungle Juice. I'm pretty sure back in the day our Jungle Juice used to be higher ABV because every single party we had with Jungle Juice, you had to bring a fifth of something. And somebody would always bring Everclear. Somebody would bring 151. Yes. Good times. But let's go ahead and get into this. So, yeah, contains alcohol, right? Like I said, I like the can art. I hope this is good. I haven't checked out any other reviews. Orange. Is Jungle Juice usually orange? Ours was usually red. Hawaiian Punch is what we used to put in there, along with all the fruit and stuff. I guess it could be any color, right? Jungle Juice. If that's the Jungle Juice they're going for. I don't want to read anything about this. Premium malt beverage, artificial flavors, certified colors, artificial sweetener is what it is. I mean, orange. You can see through it. Let's smell. Is that like a watermelon rind? Watermelon melon rind? Alcohol, rubbing alcohol. It smells like a rind. Like watermelon. I was not expecting that. From the color, I was expecting orange. I would say like a watermelon rind, maybe that's been sitting out, the white part. So if you have a watermelon, how the outside is different shades of green, and then you've got the white part, the rind, warm rind. But what I'm going watermelon. I don't know why, but that's what I'm going. Let's taste. I believe that's watermelon. You have to like watermelon. Like a watermelon bubblegum. A sweet watermelon bubblegum. Is there any other fruit in there? I don't know about this. It's definitely better than the Warheads. But I'm okay with the sweetness. The sweetness isn't overdone. But something in there, in the front of the taste, doesn't like sit right. Like my brain's like, that should not be like that. Yeah, something. I don't know if it's tart, if it's over flavored, if it's just from the artificial flavors, whatever they're putting in here, or if my brain's like, where's the orange? I really don't taste alcohol. Maybe a touch of alcohol in there. I don't think it's overly sweet. I think the mimosas I reviewed today are sweeter than what this is. I'm going to go with a 2.5 out of 5. I couldn't drink this whole thing. For me, this is a step in the right direction. It is better. it's overdone. Something in there is just overdone where I don't want much more. But yeah, it is on Untappd, so let's check them out. None of my friends have checked it in. 52 people have rated it. 3.14 out of 5. 1.4. How about 3.19 out of 5? Drink 4 Brewing Company is who makes this. Do they actually make... I guess I didn't look at that last time. They're out of Chicago. Fruity, alcoholic, juicy, acidic, malty. Definitely not malty. Acidic, okay, I'll give them that. Juicy, I don't know. Like, it's making my insides warm up. I can't. I'll go with juicy. But, boo. Let's see. I can't read that. Jungle Juice and Fireball? These people are giving it a 5. Huh. Maybe they're mixing it with Fireball? 1.75, 1.5. Nobody... I wish people would actually take this correctly and actually comment. I get watermelon. Yep, okay. I'm not going through anymore. So if you've had this, let me know if you get watermelon, because Untappd isn't helping.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.